Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
Same product, four different industries. Each one uses it differently, values it differently, measures success differently, and has its own compliance regime that the others have never heard of. And you've got one SE expected to be credible in all four. That's the reality for most teams I know, and it's getting harder, not easier.
And the customer can smell a tourist within about 90 seconds.
Within one question. There's a moment in a meeting where someone asks something only an insider would ask, and if your SE doesn't have it, the whole room quietly recalibrates how seriously to take them.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. Part two of our series on the future of the role. And this one's about the skill everyone says they want and almost nobody can hire enough of. Real vertical expertise.
So here's my first question, because it decides everything. Is this a knowledge problem or a distribution problem? Meaning, do your SEs not know the vertical? Or does the knowledge exist somewhere in the company and just never reaches them?
That's the right question. And I think it's genuinely both. Part of it is distribution. Product marketing has vertical material, but it comes out like a watering can. Generic pitch, industry logo slapped on top, one success story bolted to the end. That's not vertical depth, that's vertical wallpaper.
Vertical wallpaper. Yeah, I've shipped some of that.
But the harder part is genuine knowledge, and I don't think it's fully teachable. In 20 years, I've watched people either have industry fluency or not. You can raise someone a bit, high level, get them dangerous. But the customer clocks whether you actually come from their world. There's a line, and very few people cross it by training alone.
Okay, I want to push on that hard because it's a bit fatalistic. Here's where I think it's changed. A huge chunk of what used to require a domain expert, an SE can now prep with AI in an afternoon. What matters in service management for healthcare? What are the compliance landmines? What's the KPI a hospital operations lead actually cares about? You get a real briefing in minutes.
Agreed. And that's a genuine shift. The research floor got democratized. Nobody has an excuse to walk in cold anymore.
Right. So the SE finds out, say, that in a healthcare deal, there's going to be a patient data privacy person in the room who's terrified about where records land. Even if your product never touches patient data, you now know that fear is coming, and you've prepped for it. AI got you that.
But notice what AI gave you. It gave you preparation. It did not give you lived fluency. Knowing the compliance question is coming is not the same as having sat on that side of the table for 10 years and knowing which answer makes a hospital CIO exhale. AI closes the prep gap. It doesn't close the credibility gap.
So AI raises the floor for everyone, but the ceiling, the person who genuinely is from the industry, still stands above it.
That's how I'd put it. And it changes the hiring math. There's an argument I keep hearing. Hire people out of the industry and teach them sales, rather than hire salespeople and teach them the industry. Because the sales craft is more trainable than the domain fluency.
I've seen exactly that on my team. My people who came out of the domain, they just have the room. The ones who came from pure tech, I can train them for years and some of them never quite get the industry in their bones.
Though before we sound too deterministic, AI is genuinely narrowing this. A motivated SE with good prep habits can now hold their own in a vertical they don't live in, far better than 5 years ago. The tourist can pass for a local a lot longer now.
So maybe the real skill isn't know every vertical. It's know how to get deep fast, plus the humility to pull in a real specialist when the room demands one.
That's the version that scales. You can't hire a native for every industry. You can build SEs who prep like natives and know exactly when to call for backup.
What's the move?
Decide, per vertical, whether your gap is knowledge or distribution. If the knowledge exists internally and just isn't reaching SEs, that's a plumbing problem. Fix the flow. If it genuinely isn't there, be honest that some of it you hire, not train.
and build the get deep fast muscle in everyone. Make AI-powered vertical prep a standard before every meeting, not a nice to have. Raise the floor for the whole team and hire the natives for the deals where the ceiling is what wins. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.